one that I had just let go of it too early.
Why, hello. It's 1 minute and 18 seconds after the hour of 11, and it's the month of March.
No. God damn it.
I was on a roll there for about 4 seconds.
Why?
Hello.
Thank you for coming by.
We're all caught off guard this morning.
I'm going to quit making my observation about how the show starts earlier every day. But it doesn't... I don't necessarily even think it's the change from coming out of Stephanie Miller to Dennis Miller. It's just... I don't know what it is. I think we're just in some zone where we're hunkered down doing what we do, and then we look up and it's already 11 o'clock. And the prep time just zips by for some reason.
All right. Perhaps I was using it to prep, and I wasn't over reading stories about the new Guitar Hero game.
That might help.
Well, whatever.
Why, hello. It's 1 minute and 18 seconds after the hour of 11, and this the month of April in the year of our Lord 2007. Thank you for coming by, making it part of your listening day. We are live from the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970, Solid State Radio. Thank you for coming along and making it part of your listening day. It's Tuesday, and welcome to day 12. Can I help you over there? All right. Yeah, whatever. I just saw Sarah. I just looked over and you were rolling around in excruciating pain. I just looked over and you were cringing. Your head was down on the counter.
Oh, I have this spinny chair and it hit my knee on the cabinet.
Yeah, well, that's kind of getting a brand new chair. I wouldn't know about that. I don't have a brand new chair.
That's true. This one isn't stained or broken or anything.
No, I did have this. I have this chair that's got this ass groove worn in it from a million weekend hosts.
The people coming in, they're rubbing their buttocks all over my furniture.
So that's it. Don't worry about it. Don't you worry.
Tim's chair undoubtedly covered in grease.
All right. Well,
hi there.
It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you'd like to be part of today's program, telephonically speaking, you are spastic today. Jumping around and crouching down at the ground and leaping up again and sweating.
Give yourself a crazy bone.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Today's just a weird day.
All right. You know, yesterday was a weird day.
Yeah, wasn't it weird?
Two in a row.
I know.
It was weird for you. You were weird yesterday, too. You just didn't want to admit it. It wasn't just me.
I was. Well, my life is in disarray. I have, like, half of my belongings in one place, half of them in the other.
I thought you were... When are you leaving your old apartment?
Because every time I think I got everything, like, there's a brand new pile that Manuel stuck in the living room that I have to, like, grab and bring to my other place.
The best thing...
I love how... Yeah.
You sound, now that you're out of there, you say his name with unbridled disdain.
Well, and it's so annoying because he was supposed to be at work, so I rushed home after work yesterday, dropped off my bike, got in my car, jetted over there.
You're not just only, sitting there like a Cheshire cat in the living room?
Yeah, not only is he there, so is my other roommate and both of their girlfriends.
Were they giving you the hate stare as you were moving everything out?
And there's like a mountain of my crap in the living room. I'm like, geez, okay, I'm still paying for this room. Get off my back.
The best part is because you're taking all the furniture belonged to you. Right? It was like the chairs and the sofa.
Yeah, my friend Corey's such an ass because I left my couch there for a couple of days, right. And Corey decided to take all the cushions off of the couch. And just
so they can't even use it.
They couldn't even sit on it.
Fantastic.
It was funny.
That's what they get for rooting around in your underwear drawer. It's 503-733-2970.
Stop saying that.
Yeah, well, you moved out. What do you care? 503-733-2970. If you'd like to email us today, you can do that too. You can engage with us electronically. It is rick@rickemerson.com. Rick@rickemerson.com. If you'd like to engage with us with your comments, your clarifications, your kvetches, your two cents, your corrections, whatever, in a binary fashion. It's rick@rickemerson.com, or you can phone us. It's 503-733-2970. It's not so much a full-throated cough as it is just sort of these lingering puffs of air that occasionally are coming out of my lungs today. I don't know. It's not a full-bodied cough. It's like a dust ball or something that I can't quite give it that, like, where you get like, or like an eyelash or something. It's like a little bit of a tickle. You just got kind of going on. That's what I have. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Here's what's coming up today, among other things. Well, this would normally be the time in the program, at least today, when I would bring Scotty in to talk about this business of... We got into this whole discussion about the sinew cleanse. Is that what it is? Sinew cleanse?
That's correct, yes.
Sinew cleanse yesterday. And I don't even remember how it happened. I think it's because Sarah was sniffling at some point during yesterday's program. Tim made the observation that you ought to be using Sinocleanse, which is the first thing I'd ever heard of it. Now, did you see it advertised on television or something? Or did you read about it? Or did somebody recommend it to you?
Somebody recommended
it
to me.
Scotty's back.
Oh, there he is. Fantastic. He's back.
Phil's got to get in here.
So Tim yesterday recommended this stuff called Sinuplex. Again, we should point out that it all just sounds like a gigantic infomercial. It is not. We may end up just finding it to be the most horrific product on Earth. I don't know.
An annual with us.
That seems unlikely. But
Scotty can be the spokesman.
Who's to say? And so we had this whole discussion about the Sinu Cleanse yesterday. And by the time I was there last night, but I missed the stores. They were already closed. And then I came to work kind of early this morning, and nothing was open yet. So I missed it on both ends, so I wasn't able to do that. So this morning, I leave a voicemail message for Scotty. And I say, hey, on your way in, can you stop at the store? You pick up one of those Sinu Cleanse things, and I'll just take care of it when you...
Oh, boy.
I'll take care of it when you get back in. And so Scotty, apparently, he has a phone, but he either doesn't answer it, or he doesn't check it, or he doesn't... What is the deal with your phone? Is it you just not answer it?
It must have been because you were calling me.
Scotty's a little...
since the minute you got in this morning.
No. Here's the deal. It was charging all night and all morning. That's true. It is true. It was dead.
If it was charging all night and all morning, then it would be fine by the time I called you.
Well, I left it in the car, and yeah. I didn't even think to check it this morning. I just kind of wanted to get down here bright and early.
Okay. Let's address your surliness this morning. And this is, I hate to be throwing us off track early because we haven't teased the news, we haven't introduced anybody, but I just have to say, you've been grumpy since the minute you got in this morning.
No,
and I think, Sarah?
Scotty, usually a little ball of sunshine, and you've been kind of a jerk this morning.
You've been an ass this
Ever
morning.
Ever since you got back from your family vacation.
Yesterday, you just kept to yourself, but today you're just a snarly and snippy every time anybody tries to talk to you.
Okay.
Is everything okay at home?
Yeah, I'll change my ways.
Anything you'd like to tell us about?
No. Everything's perfect.
Do any drinking last night?
No.
Not at all?
No.
A little bit?
Not even the beer, just to relax at the end of the day?
Just to wind down from vacation?
A glass of Merlot?
No, I'm giving my liver a rest.
Just to get back into the work week mode?
Yeah.
How late did you go to stay up last night?
12:30.
Was it a...
I left here around 8:30.
All right. Let me ask you this. Was it... how do I put this? Was last night a... would you say that last night was a satisfying evening in all ways?
No.
Okay.
You know what I had to do? I had to go home and I had to clean the fish tank because it was greener than the greenest green you could ever imagine.
So it was really green.
It was disgusting.
Okay. And so what else happened, Les? Anything you'd like to share with the group?
No, nothing else happened.
Something clearly happened to put you in a bad mood then.
I'm in a great mood, actually.
You're not in a great mood, and everybody will attest to that.
I thought those were snippy, funny comebacks.
You know, and around, but see, but they're like 10 o'clock, because you came in and I said, hey, did you get my voicemail? And you said, no. And I said, I was leaving you these voice messages about picking up one of those Sinu Cleanse things because I wasn't able to do it. None of the stores were open this morning when I came to work. I said, did you get my voicemail about it? And you said, no. And I said, okay, well, here's the deal. There's a Rite Aid, like just a few blocks away, right at Pioneer Courthouse Square. Could you run down and pick up one of the Sinu Cleanse things? And it was like I'd asked you to take out your own intestines with a fork. It really was. It was like I'd asked you to go clean the station bathroom with your lips.
Well, I'm not jonesing to run up to the store so I can, you know, blow my nose this morning.
You know, you were all gung-ho to use this Sinu Cleanse product yesterday.
You were all over it yesterday.
I was just trying to make you feel good about it, so you could do it.
Because Sarah was reluctant to use it for reasons that we all understand, and nobody wants to be standing over a sink with their goo coming out. Yesterday, I mentioned the Sinu Cleanse thing, and it's like you were apoplectic with happiness. You couldn't have been more happy about it. Where's the happy Scotty J of yesterday? Where did he go?
I realize I'm not on vacation anymore.
So now you're back. This is not a Sinu Cleanse.
Right, I looked up and down the aisle. And,
did you ask anybody?
It kind of hurt my knees because I had to crouch down and look at the lowest
level. You had to what?
You know, get down on your knees or whatever and look at
the... Say the phrase again.
Crouch down.
Please dispel.
That's when you get up and down on your knees.
No, I'm not going to spell it.
Please dispel crotch down.
We already know I can't spell.
Just humor me. Please not spell
crotch
down. Okay,
crotch down.
Okay, so you're halfway there. You had to crotch down?
Yeah.
Okay. Crotch down sounds like some unreleased warrant song from 1988.
Perhaps we should use
some sort
that
of
metal.
I'm going to crotch down!
All right, we'll put that in a metal song.
All right. So there you were. Crouching down in the store.
Hidden dragon.
Give me the definition of the word crotch.
Well, your waist area. right?
No, that's your waist. What is your crotch?
A little below the waist.
So your hips?
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood. And when you bring that down towards the floor, you're crotching down.
All right. Well, whatever. So there you are, crotching down in the store. Did you ask someone if they had this sinew cleanse?
I thought about it, but the time was ticking and only...
They're right there. You're in the store. You couldn't just say, pardon me, sir. You had to go up and buy whatever this is.
What is that?
It's salt air sinus solution.
I read the back and
that's
it's the same
thing.
It's the same process.
I don't believe
it. It even talks about it coming out of one nostril after the other one. If you leave it in one too long, it comes out the other.
It doesn't come out the other. This can get some serious problems.
Okay, this is not the sinew cleanse teapot thing we were talking about yesterday. I hate to be crude this early in the morning. This is a turkey. This is a douche. That's what this is. Sarah, will you back me up on this?
Okay.
Look at that.
The directions are the same, though.
That's just like a squeezy
what
bottle.
Is this?
It's like an accordion squeeze bottle.
Yeah, you're supposed to put it in one nose, hold it for like 7 seconds or minutes or something like that. And
bend forward over a sink or in the shower so that you're looking at the sink bottom or the shower floor. You only hold the spout up one nostril, aiming at the back of your head. Silly squeeze or pump the bellows with your finger to deliver the solution into your nose.
With that. I don't understand exactly what they mean by
after several seconds, the solution will fill that side of your nose and exit either from the same or the opposite nostril.
Or any other orifice.
Okay.
So this doesn't seem safe.
This really doesn't. It does seem like
if you were to do something at downtown.
If you were at a discount rate. It seems like if you were to squeeze that too hard, you might blow out the back of your nose.
Yeah, because you're not tilting.
I wouldn't squeeze anything into that.
No.
And it says be careful not to inhale.
We won't even let you do that, Scotty.
This lacks the delicate
teapot.
The delicate intimacy of the sinew cleanse
teapot.
Well,
if Scotty feels comfortable with putting that in his nose, then
that's
we're not going to stop him.
That's a voodoo cure.
All right, Scotty.
I've never seen
well,
one.
You bought it. I guess you get to use it. How much was this?
It was $10.
It's
not the real thing, though.
No, it's really not. And if you're pregnant,
they don't have it.
All right, well, so. Thanks, Scotty.
All right, thank
you. All right, you're going to be cheerier for the rest of the day?
I promise.
Maybe we should give that away at the listener party.
Yes. After I use it.
That'll be a grand prize for the night. Who'd like to come and win a nasal douche? All right.
That'll bring them in.
Washes away mold that may be lodged inside your nose, it says.
No, it does not.
I swear to God, it says that on the top.
Mold is a problem.
Listen, the health and hygiene...
My nose is
caked with mold. What can I do about this? Apparently, it's this unique patented dispenser. It's not really unique. It's a douche. Apparently, it's simple and pleasant to use. I guess, and I'm quoting now from the packaging of the Salt Air Sinus Relief, the health and hygiene benefits of rinsing the nose have been recognized for centuries. Apparently, it feels great and takes only seconds to use each day. It's very helpful during air travel. Yeah, there's nothing more convenient than sitting in the aisle of an airplane, filling your head full of salt water and then leaking it out the other side. All right. We'll figure it out. It's 503-733-2970. Here's the other reason that I don't trust this. We've now spent like 12 minutes at the top of the show talking about injecting Scotty's nose with something. But we spent like a whole hour talking about this yesterday because it was so fascinating. I was looking forward to using it, and now we're not going to be able to. Here's the other reason I don't trust this. This is ready to use, requires no mixing. Isn't the deal with the sinew cleanse thing to me? It's like a little teapot.
Yeah, you get a little spoon.
You have to, like a little Coke spoon?
You stir the batch up yourself.
Okay. You have to stir it up and then you pour it in. Mm-hmm. The idea of injecting something into your nose under high pressure seems a little disconcerting.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, especially if you're not tilting anything. It just says aim for the back of your head.
Aim for the back of your head. It's like they're telling you how to off yourself before you can testify. What's that?
With the aid of a mirror.
Yeah, I have no... All right. Do not inhale while squeezing. After several seconds, the solution will fill that side of your nose. If you lean far enough forward, the solution will not enter your throat and will not be tasted. But, of course, the corollary to that is, if you tilt your head wrong, you're going to wash whatever crap is inside this thing, along with all the mold that's apparently filling the inside of your sinus cavities, right into your lungs. Yes, exactly, Scotty. Pull trigger slowly. Do not pull trigger. Squeeze gently. Aim for the temple.
Definitely a prize for the listener party.
503-733-2970. Well, I don't know. Because I think it's now. This is what I get for not doing it myself. This is what I get for not going to the store last night and buying the Sinu Cleanse myself.
You blew it.
Let Scotty do it, and then you've got to use some substandard product. He's in the store. Can't take 5 seconds to ask, and you know they have it there. All right. We're joined today, as are we always, by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Are you still sleeping on just the mattress on the floor?
No. I have the box spring.
Fantastic.
I'm sleeping on a box spring and a mattress.
So when is it you're moving all of your stuff out of your old
place? Well, I have all my stuff there. It's just I have some, like, leftover crap that, you know, is in the back of the house.
But
I still have to clean out, like, my refrigerator, and I have to vacuum my room and clean the bathroom.
And you know they're going to be there every time you go.
They are there. I pedaled my ass, like, home as fast as I could yesterday to try and beat it, and not only were one of them there, all four of them were there.
You know, you're going to go home, they're just going to be sitting there like a bunch of angry hoot owls, staring at you.
They just sit there and stare at me.
Yeah.
Like, let me just get my crap done, and I'll get out of here soon. And there's a small part of me that actually wants it to take a little longer, because I know it's just annoying the crap out of them that my stuff is sitting in a pile in the living room.
They're kind
of
creepy. I don't like that.
Let's wait until I get my security deposit, and then we'll talk about it.
Use one of those handheld vacuum cleaners. That'll take a long time.
Totally. Use a dustbuster. Do they even sell dustbusters anymore?
I think so.
Yes. I think, really, do they? Is it the actual dustbuster?
They do have smaller versions of that. I'm not sure if it's called a dustbuster, but I've seen them at Macy's before.
Let's see. This email says, Rick and Scotty J still telling his neighbors he's a hot AM970 DJ. I've got it from a good source that he is. Really? Scotty, do you tell your neighbors that you're a DJ on AM970? Is that a phrase that you use when you're speaking to people who live on Wisteria Lane with you? All right, just checking. Tim Riley's working on the following stories for your edification today.
Well, the big story, shots ring out at the CNN complex in Atlanta. None of our friends were hurt. Apparently, some guy was dragging some woman down the hill on an escalator and shot her. And CNN sent their armed guards over to shoot him. So now they're both shot. But I guess CNN has their own armed guards. So if anyone gives anyone a hard time there, they're going to regret it.
Really? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So it's called CNN Security. And they were holding the man at gunpoint. But somebody shot him a couple times, but nobody's admitting it yet.
Well, no, wait. Now, you talked to somebody. Did you just talk to CNN Atlanta?
Yeah, I just did. I just talked to Laura.
Did they say anything about it?
Yeah, I asked her about it, and she said that the person was shot not next door, but in the same complex.
In the Omni Hotel. So that would be like somebody being shot, I guess there's no coin.
If we were at coin, it'd be like someone being shot at Quiznos.
All right. That is the given what we know about the management of that company, that's not altogether out of the question. All right.
There'll be no more Chinese wheat glutton in America. We'll no longer import this evil substance responsible for poisoning pet food. A 74-year-old woman is trapped for over 8 hours in a half-submerged car in Castle Rock. A Salem mother was charged with stuffing baby wipes down her daughter's throat. And a woman sues her dance partner for dropping her on her head during an office party.
Fantastic. Excellent. All right. 503-733-2970. We also... I won't do it right now, but later on this hour, we got an announcement about Rick Emerson Listener Party 10, Emerson History X. By the way, you can go to rickemerson.com and you can see the latest couple of submissions. Somebody just did what was kind of obvious. They just did like a straight takeoff of the American History X poster. And they used what is the best picture ever taken of the three of us, which is that poster. There's a photo taken at Sabala's after we'd been fired at the Barfly anniversary party. You know that photo I'm talking about?
Yeah, the one on the back porch.
And I think Tim's got the green shirt and like a tan jacket.
Bang.
Yeah, I've got Bang, and I'm wearing the Mary's Club jacket. That is the best photo.
That was from a video, actually, I took.
Is it a still from a video?
It is a still,
but you're in it.
Right, I had somebody else hold the camera.
All right, well, it is the single best image of the three of us ever taken. The individual photos that are great, but it is the best photo of the three of us ever taken. Somebody has taken that photo, and they've inserted it into the American History X poster, and then they changed it to Emerson. It's just really cool. Go check it. I mean, it's obvious.
It's probably the only photo of us all three together that's not Photoshopped or anything.
That really is true. I mean, or it's some sort of an event. There's some photos of us on stage doing stuff, but that's the only posed photo I think, which is weird, now that I think about it.
Yeah, that is weird, actually.
We gotta get some photos in one of these days. Anyways, you can go check those out at rickemerson.com, and you can get your submission for the logo. And if we pick your logo, you'll be the envy of millions or dozens or tens or whatever. And then we'll give you a big pile of crap from the AM 970 crap closet. So there you go. So that's Rick Emerson Listener Party 10 is coming up Thursday, April 19th. Barracuda, we got a big announcement about something that's going to be happening there. We'll do that later on in the hour. Here's what's coming up also today. We got CNN radio correspondent Lisa Goddard, who graced the screen of CNN television yesterday. So we'll talk to her about that. We got Jim Roop in Los Angeles. Brian Blank is going to talk to us about, there's some big iTunes announcement, but it wasn't the Beatles thing, because I thought Apple was going to announce something yesterday or today or whatever they were going to be selling.
Doesn't include the Beatles.
Yeah, so basically, so that's it. So it's, you can have everything from the EMI catalog you want, except the Beatles. Have fun. There you go. So that's basically, so we'll talk to Brian Blank from CNN Radio about that. We got a great story. It includes the words morbidly obese and forklift. We have a Geek Watch coming up today. Dennis Pitzenberger is going to be in the studio later on. Everybody in their goddamn cousin is running for president on the GOP ticket. And today, we may in fact know who the daddy of Anna Nicole Smith's baby is. That may be today.
No.
They took the baby's DNA on the 25th of March. They have now taken DNA samples of both the fathers. They could release that today. And I'm so beyond even caring about all things having to do with Anna Nicole Smith. It's just a sense of closure we've got to have. So we may have that today. Plus, the top five, and I hate to do listy things out of the newspaper because it just seems so cheap and hack-like. But there is kind of a thing. There's a thing in USA Today that's kind of interesting. So we'll run that down today. It's 503-733-2970. Well, I guess I should take these calls before I do anything else. Oh, and then we got the Simpsons thing to talk about, too, because there's all this controversy. It's not really controversy. It's just wondering about whether... Doesn't it seem likely that there's going to be one of those quickie marts put here? I mean, how can it not be? Because they're doing this thing for the Simpsons movie, which I've received, how do I put this? I received some inside information about the Simpsons movie. I have to review the email to see if I can read it. Some information that does not bode well. So I'll have to review the emails here, because I think the person might said I can read it if I leave their name out. But they're doing this thing across the country where they're turning 7-Elevens into quickie marts, which is great. And you got to figure that they're going to do that here. They're only doing it in 11 cities, but they got to do it here because it's Portland and it's, you know, because we're Portland. So it's unclear about whether that's going to happen. But we have another article about that we'll get to. This is John. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
I got a friend who did one of those sinew cleanse.
Now, did he use the sinew cleanse, or did he use Scotty J's, like, bogus salt air sinus relief nose douche thing?
No, she used the sinew cleanse, and here's the important part. Evidently, she got hooked on the idea of, you know, posing her head out more than once, so she
posing
went back
your head.
To buy additional packs of the salt solution, you know,
yes.
The pack that you pour in it before you put the water in.
Right.
And it was expensive, so she tried to make it less costly by using half the packet. You know, I don't know if you know anything about the chemistry of, you know, the inside of your head and certain ion concentrations, but if they don't match, it's like putting eye drops in your eye that aren't the same, you know. Don't have enough salt in them, have too much salt in them, it's going to be bad because your eyeball's going to, you know, react to it. So she tried that. And it was the most painful thing she said she's ever done in her whole life.
Well, I mean, why? Now, was it just like a stinging sensation in her sinuses?
Absolutely. Inside your head, she said it felt like it was on fire because literally the ions inside of her body decided to move through the molecular walls into the water because the concentration wasn't high enough.
So it was sort of like having your head filled with fire ants.
Yeah, better than that. If you imagine a steak on the barbecue,
yes.
You sprinkle salt on it. You know how the blood comes out of the top of it?
Sure.
A lot like that.
Okay. So that was it was like that, except it was the inside of her head.
Exactly.
All right, fantastic. That's why we're going to make Scotty try this first.
Yeah, good. Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, there you go. So it is kind of a give you the razor, sell you the blades kind of a thing. You know the deal, Tim, where they give you the little teapot, the sinew cleanse thing, but then they sell you the refills?
Well, what I bought a kit. with several envelopes in it, which was like 30.
All right. I'm opening this right now.
You can buy them separately or mix up your own batch.
Oh,
okay, here's...
That thing is huge.
There's no way. That's for a cow.
That's an extra udder. I'm looking at this right now. You know what this looks like? This looks like I have opened the... And we'll take the rest of these calls, then we'll break. I have opened this bottle of knockoff generic Sinu Cleanse. You know what this looks like? It looks like the old full-size bottle of Old Spice. That's exactly... But the Old Spice Blue, which was like salt, whatever it was called, ocean mist, ocean salt, whatever it was. If you imagine that old-school bottle of Old Spice, it's about 6 inches high. That's exactly what this looks like, except it's got this, like, accordion sort of pump on the side, like a little air pump thing, like you use to pump up a mattress. So, hold on, let me see if I can get a whiff of this. Just a second. Oh, it's got a seal. All right, hold on.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, well, you're not the one that has to put it up his nose.
That's true.
You know, if he just purchased the correct one, doesn't want to, I can't get, let's see. This is Tom. Tom, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, Rick. Hawthorne Fred Meyer's carry is that they keep it on one of the lower shelves, though, so you're probably going to have to crotch down. All right, man. See you later.
Right, thank you. You know, that whole call was just an excuse for him to do that. The whole, I can't seem to get this over home. I'm just going to, I guess I have to open this with my pen.
Be careful.
Oh, what, like I'm like it's going to, I mean, like it's not going to be sterile. I can't seem to
get it. But as long as you stick the pen
there
before you put it in your nose.
All right, hold on. Let me get a whiff of this. Let me get a... Well, that's kind of an odd smell.
What does it smell like?
Like fruit?
it has real panther glands in it. Yeah.
You want to put that in your nose?
No, but I'm not going to. All right, let's do one more, and then we'll take a break. We'll come back with Lisa Goddard. Hi, Steve. You're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
What's up?
Great. Hey, have Scotty complete this phrase. Blank in tiger, hidden dragon.
Scotty? I guess this doesn't work if he's not in the studio.
Maybe you should call him in real quick.
Yes. Scotty, could you please come to the studio? Thank you. We'll wait here. Meanwhile, I'm going to assemble this knockoff Sinu Cleanse. But Scotty, doesn't this look painful? It looks kind of strangely phallic.
It looks, it's too big. That's the nozzle?
That's going to go in your nose. Hi, Scotty.
Hi, Scotty.
Pleased to be completing
this.
That
looks like dishwashing soap.
Pleased to be completing this phrase. Blanking tiger, hidden dragon.
Crotch.
See?
Now you're just being silly.
Okay, crouching.
Okay, so do you understand that you shouldn't refer to yourself as crouching down anywhere in public? You see how that makes you look like a part of the raincoat brigade?
Oh, okay.
You don't want to do that.
Crouching.
I'm looking out for you, Scotty, because otherwise it's going to get you a lot of odd looks at the PTA meeting. What are you doing? Well, I was just crouching down over there.
Yeah.
That's
it's true, though.
Walking.
The crotch is down, so how can they change it to crouch? It should be crotch.
Right? It wasn't originally crotch.
It was never crotch.
Kind of like the couch-cooch thing.
Sort of. All right. Thank you, Steve. All right. I'll let you take it up with Noah Webster. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Lisa Goddard. Later on, Scotty J. injects whatever the hell this is into his head. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Rick Emerson Show, 503-733-2970. You know, here's the really great, and by great I mean unnerving, and by unnerving I mean only unnerving for Scotty. The thing about this is, I'm looking at the Salt Air Sinus Relief thing, which is, I mean, this is huge.
That is enormous. That doesn't look like it's supposed to go in your nose.
No, it doesn't. I mean, it looks like you really got to ram it up one of your nostrils. I mean, it's made for a Rick-sized nose. It says, squeeze the pump. Oh, I'm sorry. Squeeze or pump the bellows. Which is it? Because those are two very different things. Squeeze is like you're giving yourself one dose of this up your nose. Pump is like several. With your fingers to deliver the solution into your nose. Do not inhale while squeezing. And then there's an asterisk, which Americans always pronounce asterisk. There's an asterisk, and it says, see package insert for important information. I would like to note there is no package insert of any kind. None. Zero. It's empty. It's devoid of any information inside. So, Scotty, you're just going to have to punt a little bit on that. It's 503-733-2970. We'll address that here after we have speaks with Lisa Goddard. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the Hill. CNN radio correspondent and burgeoning television celebrity, Lisa Goddard. Hey there, sister. What's up?
Oh, geez. What's up? How's it going, guys?
How was your shot on CNN yesterday, which we did watch, by the way?
Oh, well, then you would tell me better than I would know how it went. You never have a sense of things, you know?
Let me ask you this. Just on your own internal scale, your own gut sense of how it went, on the classic 1 to 10 scale, where would you put your own performance on CNN television yesterday?
Wow. I don't know, somewhere like 6, 7.
See, we give it we would give it at least a good solid 7, especially because you got to kind of grade this on the curve because you haven't really done it a lot in the past on CNN anyway, right?
Right.
So the one observation we had, this is neither good nor bad, this is just merely an observation that everyone on the Rick Emerson Show...
You do not hold back on me.
I'm just saying, this is neither good nor bad. It's simply the thing that we all, independent of each other, we all notice this, that you come across, and this is probably a good thing, actually, you come across as much younger on television.
Oh, yes, that's probably true. Right.
Even vocally, and I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's the phone here makes you sound a little older or whether the television audio processing makes you sound a little younger. I don't know what it is. But vocally, a side-by-side comparison, you sound much younger on television when you're speaking. I don't know whether it's the actual words that you're choosing.
Right.
I don't know whether it's your inflection or whatever. Also, you got hair to your feet. I mean,
I do have some lengthy locks. Yes.
Did they we were discussing this yesterday, and I'm never really sure. I don't really know how television operates. Is that a thing? Because you kind of had the Daryl Hannah in Splash hair going.
Oh my goodness.
Where it was sort of brought around to the front, you know. So it was sort of this. It was sort of like this fountain of hair that came down and then like cascaded. Now, was there somebody who came around and like draped the hair around front to make sure it could be seen?
Yeah, that was a wig, actually.
It's your...
That's not my hair at all. There was sort of this weird... There was a lot of, you know, should you be... There was this whole discussion with the photographers and everybody, you know, should I have the hair behind my shoulders, in front of my... You know, and I was trying... And that was right around the time that I was talking to you, actually, and they were clipping things to me. And right after I got the phone, they were like, we can't decide. Should your hair go in front of your shoulders or behind? We don't, you know. And I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, see, I'm always intrigued by this because I don't really work in television, but the behind-the-scenes aspect of it is fascinating to me. Anyway, I would say you did a great job.
Hey, well, thank you. You know, I felt pretty good about it, but I am not someone who likes looking at myself on television. I'm also not, you know, I don't like... Yeah, I don't necessarily like listening to myself all the time.
Oh, yeah, get in line. You put a gun to my head to make me listen to myself on the radio.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I really, you know, when Jason Sporbit, the fiancé, was playing back some of the Rick Emerson podcasts, I just cringed, you know, to hear it. But I guess that's just the way people are. But, yeah, I definitely, you know, I don't know. The television, it's not kind to many people, and I think I'm among them.
These are probably any number of reasons why you would cringe while listening back to the podcast or this program with your fiance, but that's probably a discussion for another time. I'm just saying we thought you did a great job. Thumbs up from the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey.
Dude, I don't have this article in front of me. It's over in our news pile somewhere, but I see that with the GOP candidates, they've agreed to the first... Is it the first debate, Tim? Is that what they've got the schedule? I think they've agreed. But there's like 75 different guys running for president on the GOP ticket.
And what's crazier is the number of debates. I think we've talked about this before. I think at one point, how many had I counted? I don't know. I've got to try and pull up that list that I put together at one point. But, it's a massive amount of debates that different groups are planning. And there's no way these guys are all going to do them. There's no way these guys are all still be in the running by the time these debates go on. But I know South Carolina has a debate coming up in a couple of weeks among the Republicans. It's getting started.
I've got this right in. 9 GOP White House hopefuls will participate in a May 3rd debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. Senator Sam Brownback, Jim Gilmore from Virginia, Rudy Giuliani, Mike Huckabee, who will never be elected to anything beyond his current office, Duncan Hunter.
He's in a rock band, Mike Huckabee.
Is he really?
Gnarly. Yeah, he's in some kind of band. I think it might be more of a blues type
thing. It's just embarrassing. Does he beatbox on the side?
Oh, No. Have you been watching American Idol?
I have not.
Okay.
John McCain, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's raised like more money than God. Maybe.
What
Mitt,
the heck? I know.
The you know, and for a guy who also will not be elected anything, I have a question.
Mormons are good for the money.
That is true. I will tell you this because you know the one thing that the Mormon Church preaches, and this is true. The Latter-day Saints. A church does preach strong involvement in the government.
Yeah.
They teach strong civic service and civil service and, you know, aligning one, you know, becoming part of the government. That is the thing they do. I know that we haven't even gotten to the thing that you're presumably going to be talking about today, but I got to say that it's just intriguing to me. We were discussing this dynamic yesterday, that guys who are clearly going to win nothing are still able to raise so much money, and that raises the question of whether, is it just because you take John Edwards, for example, and again, I don't mean to make light of the situation or in any way diminish the whatever, but you got to figure that, God forbid, if Elizabeth Edwards takes a turn for the worse, obviously it's going to knock him out of the race because he, as he should, is going to go home and kind of take care of family business and so forth. And yet he still raised like $14 million right now, and he clearly has the very strong potential to be a short-term candidate.
Right, and that was before, he was getting much attention. It's true, those numbers really were mostly before they had their big announcement.
And he's, you know, so it does really kind of, I'm curious about whether the money will continue to roll into this, especially Mitt Romney. I don't think anybody seriously thinks he's going to be president, and yet he's got like $18, $19 million, something like that. So,
well, you know, what's amazing, you think about George W. Bush, the reason he became a frontrunner so early on, as we talked about before, is because he raised the money. People didn't take him seriously until he showed up with all this cash, and they thought, oh, wow, that must be the guy to beat. And thinking Bill Clinton, you know, he, maybe not so much on the fundraising, but remember, people didn't think he had any kind of shot until the primaries, until he started really doing well.
Is there some sort of, I don't know, has anybody ever sat and done some sort of statistical breakdown on whether the person with the most money wins?
No, it'd be interesting to do. You're right. I'm sure there is some correlation.
So I know we got a couple things here. First of all, I know that you talked to Russ Feingold today.
Yes,
apparently.
Yes, I was on the phone with him a little bit ago.
And this, all I have here is it's just scribbled down. Senator Feingold, thoughts on president? Is it president or press? I'm trying to read the handwriting here.
I'm sorry. President, yeah.
And so this, and Feingold, who, I mean, came to a lot of the public attention with the McCain-Feingold, the campaign, finance reform, right?
Right, exactly.
And so if this is, and so we'll get to that in just a second. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, no, go ahead. Great.
I'm all over the board today because I got all of this stuff in front of me that I'm trying to prioritize as we talk here. But so we'll talk about Russ Feingold in just a second. But there is this Iraq war, the shutting off of the war funds.
Right.
And so what is the latest on that? Because that is the constant sort of battle that's going on between the Democrats and the White House right now.
You can put your many pieces of paper in one pile. That is Russ Feingold's bill.
Excellent. Okay.
And that's what we talked about. Russ Feingold authored that bill, and he's put this proposal out before, saying he's the guy that, you know, you've been saying, Democrats, if you really oppose the war, cut the funding. He's been saying that this whole time. But what made it different, as we talked about a little bit yesterday, is that Harry Reid has now signed on, and as you all saw on CNN, Harry Reid has now signed on to that bill. Now, today, we've had three more Democrats sign on to this move that would cut the funding a year from now for the war, and they're all from New England: Patrick Leahy from Vermont, John Kerry of Massachusetts, and Chris Dodd of Connecticut. They're all on board. But the problem the Democrats are going to have is already we're hearing a little bit of pushback from the moderates. Those are the votes that they absolutely need. Those are the guys that helped them win the supplemental vote last week and helped them say, yeah, we think a timeline is a good idea, but that bill, that initial bill that's still working its way through Congress, essentially, that bill didn't have a requirement for a pullout date. Now the Democrats are pushing harder, but this moderates, at least one, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, he's a Democrat, but he votes with the Republicans frequently. He goes back and forth, and he put out a statement. His press folks it was hard to get in touch with them. A lot of these guys don't want to talk about this bill, but they finally put out a statement saying that he opposes any cutting of fundings for the troops, and really kind of signaling that he would not sign on to this bill. And that's a real problem if Democrats seriously want to pass this. Many people ask the question, though. They think this is mainly a negotiating tactic to try and push the president, make the president at least look worse, and perhaps push the president into signing the easier bill for him to sign. Though the president's not going to sign either one. He's going to veto any bill with a timetable in it. And we're just going to have this standoff. It's like a tic-tac-toe game. It's a cat game, and until you finally get a winner, until one side blinks, and it's hard to say when that's going
to
be.
And is this, I mean, to what, there's kind of a conventional wisdom that Congress sort of reflects and magnifies the opinion of the American public, and so to what extent will the American public really, you know, being opposed to the war, I would say the majority of them opposed to the war, at least the way it's being conducted now, to what extent will that add, I mean, does the Bush administration really even respond to that public pressure in terms of things like accepting these bills?
Well, isn't it fascinating that both Congress and the president love to point to public opinion? The president today in his news conference said what the American public wants is they want our troops to be funded. They want our troops to be taken care of. They want us to win in Iraq. Well, yeah, that's true. I think the American public probably does want America to win in Iraq. If you ask them, do you want to win or lose in Iraq, people would probably say win.
Right.
But, you know, Democrats are saying, well, the American people want us to pull out of Iraq by a certain deadline. But the truth is, when you put a timetable in there, most Americans, polls are showing right now, most Americans do want a timeline for withdrawal sometime next year. There's division over when. But in general, when you ask them, should we set a timetable, should we set a deadline for pulling out sometime in 2008, most people say yes. So the president is looking at, it's hard to say how much he's considering that, but it seems that he is really digging in his position that he is not going to allow any timetable if he can stop it at all.
Do you suppose that the Bush administration is just at the root of all of this, is just petrified of the idea that there's going to have another Vietnam just hung around the Republican neck for the next 50 years?
Well, I think maybe a year ago is when those fears probably came into play for them, and I think at this point, the way things have gone in Iraq, there will always be, I think, a negative shadow over these years. You know, even if Iraq completely turns around and becomes, you know, a leading nation of the world and an example to the world of humanity and democracy or whatever your values are, you know, even if that happens, I think these particular years will always have a shadow over them as far as Iraq goes. And I think the White House has to know that, and so does Congress. That's why Congress is making so much of it, because they're Democrats and he's a Republican. I think the Democrats, I think some Republicans are pointing to Democrats in this whole idea of a pullout and saying that's what could make this a Vietnam. That's what's going to make this like Saigon, is if we pull out and it's insane and we just cede this country to forces who oppose us.
Wow.
So the Vietnam metaphor can be used either way, but certainly these have not been good years that will help the Bush administration's, I think, ultimately the way historians look at them.
All right. Well, it's just ugly. Yeah, it's just ugliness all around. It's just a final note before we go. I would just like to say, because I know that I can be my own worst critic on things like this, and I suspect that you might do the same when you're looking back at your CNN footage. Let me just tell you this, that I was on, this is a couple, many years ago, this is probably six years ago, I was on the O'Reilly Factor with Bloviator, Bill O'Reilly, and because I'm a moron, I had this idea that I would wear like a white t-shirt, and so if you ever go back and watch the footage of me on the O'Reilly Factor, it's big, pasty, and I was like all flabby and chunky at the time. So big, like flabby, chunky, spotty-faced Rick above like a big, glowing white t-shirt. So I just looked like a floating head. I just looked like a floating balloon head of myself on camera. So compared to that, anybody and anything anywhere on Earth will look fantastic.
Oh, so I have to look at that. Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's funny because they say the camera adds however many pounds, and, you know, I've got a small, our family's all small. We're all small people, and, you know, so I wasn't too worried about that, but for some reason, it really added great length to my nose. It's very strange.
Well, again, as I said, no matter who we're talking, we could be talking to old school Dirty Dancing Jennifer Grey, doesn't matter. Anybody who has nose issues need only stand next to me, because your nose will look positively Lilliputian compared to mine.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. It's what I do. All right, Lisa Goddard, enjoy the rest of your day. We will have speaks with you soon, my friend.
All right, great.
All right,
thanks.
There you go. Lisa Goddard on the Hill. Fantastic. Excellent. There you go. It's 503-733-2970. No, there's no documentation with this nose spraying sinus thing at all. Now, Tim, in your experience, is this thing supposed to be warmed up?
Lukewarm water.
It doesn't really
use the The real one.
Well, it's probably lukewarm because it's been sitting in that box.
All right. Apparently, you're supposed to make sure that the dip tube is in, something called a dip tube is unpleasant, is inserted firmly into dispensing cap. All right. So we should probably, well, what time is it? Is it like, what do we got, like 11 minutes?
Yeah, we got it like 9.
We can find some unsuspecting person upstairs or nothing.
All right. No, I mean, Scotty was all gung-ho for it. He was, Scotty couldn't
wait. Well, he did purchase this. I mean, he bought it with his own money.
It's true. All right, so let's, before we take a break here, let's quickly.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. You don't know what else to say, except.
You're not going to amount to that, squad!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
All right, we've got, let's see, this email says, Rick, I don't want to veer into the realm of gross and shocking, but for maximum entertainment value and for science, the following things need to be done. Scotty needs to Scotty needs to expel the gunk in his head into a container. Then we have to measure its volume and preserve it for the listener party. I don't think that's going to happen, by the way.
Oh, that's so wrong.
We're not going to put it. When am I going to put it? I'm not going to put it in a formaldehyde jar. We've got this, Rick. I've had several sinus surgeries, and to prevent further sinusitis, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. My doctor recommended that I use the sinus rinse kit. Blah, 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 blah. The kit has a squeeze bottle along with little packets of, quote, salt. You fill the squeeze bottle with tepid water, pour the blah, blah, blah. You squeeze the mixture both Sunday. It rinses out the crud. That'll be their slogan. Salt air sinus relief. Rinses out the crud. And keeps your sinuses clean, preventing most recurring infections. It has helped me immensely. See, this is the thing, and Tim has made the same observation. Tim has made the claim that however hideous this product may seem, that it might actually work. So, all right. Well, so, Scotty?
Yeah, I'll have the last laugh because I'll be so healthy after this.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, you know, today's big business of medicine would prohibit the recommendation of such a thing.
No, it's
a cheap cure.
No, it's true.
It's not medical.
This email says, my sister-in-law used that neti pot thing, which is the sign of cleanse, every other day. After intense pain, the doctor told her she had scored out her sinuses like a cocaine fiend. Just food for thought. All right. Well, so the audience seems to be a little divided, Scotty, in exactly how this is going to affect your body. So I guess we'll find out later on today. So like maybe 1 o'clock or so, we'll take a crack at your nose with this.
Excellent.
That's the least convincing smile. There's something.
Are we really going to do this to him?
Yeah. There's something really wrong with him today. He won't quite cop to what it is. There's something really odd about Scott today. He's
so maybe
off.
We should stop asking because he obviously doesn't want to talk about it.
Well, no, that's
maybe
when you
somebody
more.
In a bush in front of his house trying to avoid a peacock again.
No, when they don't want to talk about it, Sarah, that's when you ask more. That's when you press and prod until they finally snap. You know that.
Well, we know Scotty has a drinking problem. Maybe things are finally taking a turn for the worse in the day.
Rock bottom. Maybe he's realized that his life had become unmanageable and he is powerless over his addiction. All right, we should take a break. We'll come back with Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Don't we used to have, we gave him the midlife crisis checklist. Do we have that alcoholism checklist around here somewhere? I used to have that just like.
I think we do.
I had that printed out somewhere. Just for just such an emergency. All right, we'll be back with Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
Because I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess the most? Well, you was doing 55 and it's 54. Lost the registration, they step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp attack? Just some type alarm, something somebody is partner sometime. I ain't past the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. We'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Rick Emerson Listener Party 10. Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. at Barracuda. Be listening for details on AM 970 Solid State Radio. AM 970 here, reminding you that we don't take our civic duties lightly. So in accordance with our required public service, as mandated by the FCC, we'd like to remind you that coffee beans should only be frozen when whole. and that ground coffee should be stored at room temperature in an airtight container. Also, don't drink anything hazelnut. Thank you. This is AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Hey, this is Danny Bonaducci here for M&R Horticulture. You know, I was just in Portland and I saw some cool places, but if you're into indoor gardening, there's no better place than M&R Horticulture. During my visit, I checked out the place. I saw the manager, Kevin, and he not only told me that they sell everything you could possibly need, but they will teach you how to use it, and that's really important. And they'll beat any deal that you can find. Stop by and see them today at 5800 Northeast Columbia Boulevard, or give them a call at 503-493-2477. M&R Horticulture, your indoor gardening specialist since 1983.
Oh, why? Thank you, Alarm Clock.
Thank you so much for waking me from a dead sleep at 6 a.m. You're the best. Ah, thanks, Showerhead, for showering me with falling water. How do you do it?
Gain a whole new appreciation for your house with a perfect fit home equity loan or line of credit from Sterling Savings Bank. Sterling gives you the cash you need to make that dream purchase right now. Buy a new car, knock off high-rate credit cards, pay for a child's education, or finish that remodeling project once and for all. Come in and ask about our limited-time offer, including a great rate. It's enough to give you a whole new appreciation for your house.
Gee, thanks, Towel Rack, for giving me that towel. Like you don't have better things to do.
You want it? You got it. With a perfect fit home equity loan or line from Sterling, the perfect fit bank.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Many stores devote shelf space to plumbing, in some cases, several aisles. But to truly consider all the possibilities, most builders, architects, and interior designers visit showrooms dedicated entirely to plumbing. If you're building or remodeling, you should too. George Moreland Plumbing's seven Oregon showrooms offer the most complete selection of fixtures and supplies in the entire Northwest. Which aisles are devoted to plumbing? All of them. You'll find fixtures representing every major brand from around the globe and helpful plumbing experts who can answer even the most technical of questions. Want to learn how to install or repair a fixture yourself? We'll gladly show you how. Perhaps best of all, it's always hard to beat a George Moreland price. You'd never settle for a cookie-cutter house, so don't accept ordinary plumbing fixtures. Visit the George Moreland showrooms in Southeast Portland, Tigard, Salem, Bend, Warrenton, and Lincoln City, or the GMP Design Center in Northwest Portland.
Hey, this is Rick Emerson to talk to you about Eric Hukari, the insurance guy. Now I'm going to give you his phone number right up top, 503-254-1010, 503-254-1010. If you feel like you're being jerked around by your insurance company, you feel like maybe you're dealing with a faceless drone in a building full of faceless drones, or you just feel like you want to get a lower rate, Eric Hukari can shop your policy around to get you the best coverage at the lowest possible rate. Call Eric Hukari, 503-254-1010. Eric Hukari, the insurance guy.
Once upon a time, you got married with the very best intentions. But sometimes things simply don't work out the way you intended. If you're a man facing divorce, be careful. There could be rough times ahead, and some men don't always think clearly. They often tend to compromise or rush to settle things without the advice of their own attorney.
Selecting the right attorney for divorce or custody issues is one of the most important decisions a man can make. This is Bill Dole.